It's time for sports from a woman's point of view. This week's Sports Snapshot,
brought to you by Tugboat Transportation in Bonaparte. Call 592-3199 for your freight needs. Here's Carlotta.
I have a confession to make. I am a sports fanatic. I play in the fantasy leagues. It started out really easy with the computer doing all my drafting for me. The hardest part seemed to be guessing who to play every week. Despite my savvy on players, it was still hit and miss if a player had an off week. I was like a magnet for attracting injured players or those who just plain stunk. The first year I played, I finished a dismal next to last in my league, but I still had fun. The following year, I took the plunge, $25 to join a group of friends in the league, but the hitch was I had to pick my players, not the computer doing it. I learned quickly that fantasy drafting is serious stuff, knowing who's good and who's not. So arrives my drafting day for my football team, a party at a friend's home. We were all decked out in football jerseys of our favorite NFL or college team. While most of us sat around the long dining room table, one guy named Brad carefully guarded his post, which included facing the laptop screen out of the view of all of us and neatly stacking his notes in a red folder marked Top Secret, Keep Out, with a skull and bones. My brother Craig brought his secret weapon, a computer drafting program. My husband Rick had two draft magazines with sticky notes all over it, while I chose to go the old-fashioned way, 30 pages of one-day-old computer printouts. The first order of business was drafting two rookies. I was the last to pick since it was my first year in the league. On the board, I wrote the name of a tight end that caught my eye during preseason, New England Patriots' Aaron Hernandez. Well, he turned out to be a great choice until he went off to prison for murdering a teammate. My other rookie was Kansas City Chiefs' Dexter McCluster. He ended up injured early in the season. My luck with injury-prone players had followed me. Next, we drew numbers for the regular draft. I was last to pick, and I got number 5, so I was right in the middle of the choices, which snaked up and down the board each round. The four guys in front of me chose the highest-rated running backs and receivers. Well, I decided to go against the grain and go ahead and grab my quarterback. I wrote Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers quarterback, on the grease board. A collective gasp filled the room. Our commissioner, Alex, shouted, "Dang it, woman! You're wearing a Tom Brady shirt and you draft Aaron Rodgers?" Yes, the number one ranked quarterback was off the market. That was the day I got hooked on fantasy sports. From football, a couple of years ago, I added NASCAR. In that one, I can always count on a DNF from one of my drivers. That's did not finish. And last year, Major League Baseball and college basketball brackets. Yes, it appears I have covered my bases when it comes to covering the fun side of sports. This week, my focus is on choosing teams for my college basketball bracket. Yes, I am nervous about this year's choices, as one wrong guess and the game is over. Last year, 97% of the people, including me, were eliminated in the second round when number 14 seeds Georgia State defeated Baylor and UAB defeated Iowa State. This year, I hope to stay in the contest longer than the second round, but then again, that's why they call it March Madness. Anything can happen. Time to set up my bracket. What's yours? Drop me a line, sports@kwqqradio. This email from Tom Galulia on last week's Sports Snapshot. I especially enjoyed how you flipped baseball cards with the neighborhood boys and also your mom meeting Nolan Ryan and Craig Reynolds. Thanks, Tom, for your feedback. Until our next Sports Snapshot, don't get caught double dribbling.
Q106.